We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We had learned the famous Mishnah where Hillel says, "Im ein ani li, mi li." If I don't fend for myself, if I don't accomplish mitzvos, then who will accomplish for me mitzvos? Uchsha, ani le'atzmi ma ani. And even when I do focus on developing myself and doing mitzvos, I don't live up to my responsibilities. I have a very high level to attain my potential. Ve'im lo achshav eimatayin. If not now, then when? And that's where we were up to the final sentence. Ve'im lo achshav eimatayin. Now, this applies to everyone, I think, but Yosef sitting here in the room. I'll explain why after we read Rabbeinu Yonah. Shelo yomar. A person should not say, "Ani ayom asuk bimlachti." Today I'm busy doing my work. Lemachar efne ve'esok v'taken etzmi. Tomorrow I'll deal with fixing myself and doing mitzvos. Im lo achshav. If you don't focus on fixing up now, eimatai, then when? Why do I say everyone but Yosef? Because Yosef is in an especially hectic time in his life. He's between engagement and marriage. And that's a time when there's so much to do that if you stop and try to force yourself to do all the mitzvos you used to do beforehand, then a person can self-destruct. Meaning, even this piece of advice, you have to know when to apply it. I'm saying the nature of this period between engagement and marriage is that you have so much you have to get done that if you're going to tell yourself, "Well, now I have to do all those mitzvos," there's a time for feeding the poor. There's a time for taking care of the widows. There's a time for dealing with the orphans. There's a time for that. And when a person has a limited amount of time and a lot that he has to accomplish, sometimes that's his mitzvah. His mitzvah is to deal with building his house. So that's why I said we're talking about the big picture of mitzvos. That's not relevant to you, Yosef. You have to focus on your mitzvah, which is focusing on building the home. So in general, people procrastinate, they push off doing mitzvot, and under such circumstances, Hillel comes and reminds us, if you ain't going to do it today, if you say, "Today I got work to do, I don't have time for it today," so you keep pushing it off and saying, "Tomorrow I'll have time." Well, who says? Kishem aloti paneh. Maybe tomorrow, maybe you'll never have time. Afilu imi paneh. And even if a person does have time, hayom uchalaf avaru vatel oto mimlecht Hashem. Even if you do have time tomorrow, but if you could have done today, what you could have done today was today's mitzvah. People make this mistake with regards to time. People figure, "I'll do it tomorrow." Wait a second. If you could do mitzvah today, then that's today's mitzvah. The fact that tomorrow, that's tomorrow's mitzvah. People do this mistake about one of the most important things in their lives. Children. People say, "I won't have kids these 5 years. I'll make it up 5 years later." You ain't making it up. There's the child you could have now, and that's today's child. Whether you'll merit to have another child in 5 years, maybe that's the next child. Maybe that's the third child. People say, "Not now. I saw a devastating letter last week. A woman wrote a letter in which she said, 'I kept pushing off having children. I kept saying, I'll get to it. And I didn't realize all this time was passing, and now I can't have children anymore. It was always an obvious thing to me that I will when I later on in life. And I pushed it off to the point where now I can't anymore. And I didn't realize all this time had passed.'" Hillel comes and tells us, if not now, then when? People say, "I'll do it tomorrow." Maybe you'll get to do some mitzvos tomorrow, but that's tomorrow's mitzvah already. Today's mitzvah you lost. So if not now, then when? You can't make up lost time. We like to think we can. No, you can do things tomorrow. But what you lost today is gone. You're never getting that minute back. Every day has its responsibility that a person should fix himself. And deal in mitzvos. We don't have the right to take off from doing mitzvos. A person can't say, "You know, leave me, God. I'll put on tefillin tomorrow." Well, tomorrow's tefillin is tomorrow's mitzvah, and today's tefillin is today's mitzvah. A good friend of mine joined Cooper Union. Very tough college, Ivy League. And his friends all told him, you know, now that we joined Cooper Union, we went to the pastor, we went to our priest and said to him, Father, we'll see you in 4 years when we finish college. We'll come back. Why don't you take off from the Shabbos bit? Why don't you join our study groups on Shabbos? What's going on with you? Shabbos, Yom Tov. You don't join. Take off from religion for 4 years and come back after 4 years. Do like us. Doesn't work that way. Every day, every hour, every week, every year, we are responsible for 613 mitzvot. So that's one interpretation Rabbeinu Yonah gave us in Hillel's advice. If not now, when? I have a responsibility to fulfill now. Vod yesh bichlal zeh lashon, im lo achshav bimei na'arut. Another explanation that's encompassed in this wording is, if not now when I'm still young, eimatai then when? Im at zikna ve'sevaya nichenu lo yuchal la'asotah. There are certain mitzvos that if you say, I'll do them when I get older, well, when you get older, you won't be able to do them. Ve'al inyan zeh amar David alav ha'shalom, and about this, King David said, peace be upon him. Asher banenu kintim megudalim b'nuriyim. Our sons are like excellent plantings that are grown in their youth. What does that mean? They're grown in their youth. Ratza lomar, what he means to say is ki anoteh bodenu katan adam yachol legadlo liot etz yashav lo yakum. When you take a planting and it's starting to grow, you can direct it and the tree will grow straight. But after a tree grew crooked, it's very hard to fix it. That's the way a man is. When he's still young, it's easy to change his habits. But once a person grew old and got used to his wicked ways, then it's much harder. It's very difficult to leave his ways. As the verse says, educate a child, train him as he's young, and then as he ages, he will continue down that path. And the verse says, man is like a tree in the field. Now, these are points that you could tell children. I remember our principal in elementary school used to tell us this over and over again. Every few weeks when he'd speak to us about becoming better people, he would tell us, and kids, do it now. It's much easier now that you're younger. Get into good habits and that'll be the type of person you are. Get into the habit of being honest, you'll be an honest person. Get into the habit of being kind, you'll be a kind person. I remember the principal used to say this over and over again. And remember, it's easier. Do it now when you're young. Don't wait till you're older. And as a kid, I used to have two thoughts. One was, okay, it makes sense. And the other one was, is this his excuse for not becoming a better person? I remember as a kid thinking, I remember thinking about it. Is this what he tells himself? Like, that's why he doesn't become any better? But I still bought it. Meaning, I thought both sides. Kids can hear this concept. There's a famous story. You thought you were the only rebel, right? There's a famous story about an old rabbi who was traveling through the woods, and a group of gangsters pounce on his caravan, and they steal everything that the caravan owns, and they let everyone go but the rabbi. And the chief gangster takes the rabbi into the forest and says, I'm going to kill you. And they tie the rabbi's hands behind his back, and they lead him out into the forest. And the gangster tells him, you know, I'm going to kill you. And the rabbi is trembling. And then he unties his hands and tells him, look, I'm going to give you 3 chances to stay alive. Every time you pass the test, you'll stay alive. And when you don't, that's when I'm going to kill you. So he takes him to one tree and he tells him, look, if you can take this branch and bend it down to the ground, you'll live. And if you can't, you'll die. So the old man leans over and he grabs the branch and he works, and it's not that hard. He bends it, and after a little bit of work, he bends it down to the ground, and the gangster says, good, so now you'll live. Come with me. They continue deeper into the forest, and he takes him to a second tree. And he says, old man, if you can bend that to the ground, you'll live. And if not, you'll die. So now he takes the branch and he tries real hard and he's working with all his might. And finally he bends it down and it touches the ground. And the gangster says, good, you'll live if you can do the third one. And he takes him deeper into the forest and he brings him to a tree. And he says, now bend this branch to the ground. And the old man leans over and takes the branch and starts pulling and tugging and bending. And he can't budge it. He can't bring it anywhere near the ground. And he's sweating. And he's working his heart out. And he can't budge the branch. The gangster standing on the side watching him with a very stern look on his face. And the old man is trying as much as he can and he can't get the branch to move an inch. And the gangster says, okay, get ready to die. But first, I want to ask you, do you know who I am? So the old man looks at him and says, no. So he says, let me tell you who I am. Today I have a different name, but when I was a kid, they called me Burich. Remember me? Burich. So the old man looks at him, and he looks at the old man. And suddenly it dawns on the old man. He remembers. He used to teach kids. And there was this troublemaker called Burich. So the gangster looks at him and says to him, I'm Burich. Remember me? I'm that kid that was the troublemaker. So the old man looks at him and says, yeah, now I remember. So he looks at him and says, well, now I'm an older person. And when I was a kid in your school, you said I was a troublemaker. And you were right. But instead of educating me, you kicked me out. And now, look at where I am. You could bend the first tree because it was a young tree. You could bend the second tree because it was a little older. But this third tree, you couldn't move because it's an old tree. That's me today. When I was a kid, you could have bent me back to shape, but you didn't. You kicked me out. So I'm Burich. I'm the Burich you kicked out of school. That's the idea that the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying now. If you ain't going to take the time to guide the kid correctly in his youth, then don't assume you'll be able to change something as he's older. And the same is true about ourselves. So that's the second pshat that Rabbeinu Yonah brings here. And the third pshat, the third point he makes is, ve'od ki ha'tshuva b'mei zikna eina tshuva shlema. If a person does tshuva when he's an old man and he doesn't have any koch to do anything anyways, he's finished. So now suddenly he becomes all pious. He spends his days and nights praying. He can't do anything. He's sitting in an old age home. Okay, that's not a complete tshuva. Ki botos man ena yetzer chazak. He doesn't have the same desires he had in his youth. Vatava nikiya. And when he's an old man, so then his most mundane, his most base desires are come clean. Velo terav lanefesh. Doesn't taste the same anymore. All those things that used to attract him when he was younger, they just don't taste the same. Men lo chefetz banat averot. He doesn't have the same desire for sin. V'zor siba elav l'tshuva. And that's why he could have an easy time doing tshuva. Ba'alinyan ze ne'emar. And about this, the verse says in Ecclesiastes, Uzchor et bore'echa bimei bechurotecha. Remember your Creator when you're still young. Ad asher lo yavo yemei ha'ra'a. Before the bad days come, ve'egiu shanim asher tomar ani ve'em chefetz. Before you reach an age where you say, I no longer have desire. The Talmud says there's an age where a man can't produce sperm anymore. There's an age where a person loses all that vital, all his vitality. And he could still do tshuva at that age, but it won't be the same. Tshuva is when I still have all that vigor, all those desires, and I straddle them, and I guide them to what's right. V'im lo achshav, says Hillel, and if not now, ematai, then when? Later on, it just ain't the same. So now's the time to do tshuva.